The frontispiece for Diamonds in the Rough is a geological survey map of the coal fields of Alabama. We are endowed with five: Plateau in the north, Coosa east central, Warrior in the west, and a scattered lignite belt across the south. Tucked between Warrior and Coosa, 67 miles long, in Bibb, Jefferson, St. Clair, and Shelby counties, with the town of Blockton at its center, is the Cahaba Field, the subject of Day's study. James Sanders Day, an historian and administrator at the University of Montevallo, has made a meticulous study of this field, both its industrial and human history. The first third of the book tells the story of the search for coal, from early development of mines with primitive efforts, beginning well before the Civil War, up to the mid-20th century. A number of still familiar names tried their hand through booms and busts, including entrepreneurs Pratt, Aldrich, Sloss, Tickner, DeBartoleben, and Alabama's premier mining engineer, Joseph Squire. There were a lot of problems to overcome. Slave labor was unreliable. Slaves, it seems, lacked zeal, often got sick, and sometimes tried to escape. Joseph Squire complained of the slaves' quote, carelessness and lying. Sometimes they let the mules run away. Apparently, they lacked team spirit. The coal had too much dirt in it and was difficult, being so heavy, to get to market. During the war, the Confederate government wanted coal but had poor cash flow. In this section, and later, one learns a good deal about mining. Seams, shafts, slopes, long wall, short wall, and kinds of coal, nut coal, lump, slack, and run of mine. Subsequent chapters are less technical, more sociological. The company town, for example, was a complicated place. The company provided the store, church, schoolhouse, meeting hall, bowling alley, theater, soda fountain, dance hall, baseball field, tavern, and finally the graveyard. In short, everything. Sharecroppers flocked to the mines and the towns. Life there was much better. By 1925, two-thirds of miners lived in company towns. More diverse than one might think, the towns had good-sized minorities of blacks as well as Europeans, especially Italian miners. More enlightened owners provided some health care, even pensions. Worker contentment, one big happy family, made a stable workforce. This system worked fine unless a miner showed interest in a union. Then he was fired and his family was evicted. When strikes did occur, the owners were ruthless, calling in scabs, Pinkerton thugs, and the National Guard armed with machine guns. The gloves came off. Sometimes there were pitched battles. Another tool to combat unionism was leased convict labor. Prisoners from county jails serving 30 days could find themselves in the mines for up to 8 months. Conditions were abominable, called worse than slavery, because convicts were expendable. No one had a financial interest in their lives or safety. The death rate was 10 times the rate in Pennsylvania or Ohio. But the state profited mightily. In 1919, for example, convict leases accounted for 19% of the state budget. Alabama ended convict leasing last of all the states in 1927. Day's research is wide, and he gives generous credit to previous histories of the industry and the area, especially Charles Adams's Blockton, The History of an Alabama Coal Mining Town. Though this book is about coal mining, it also chronicles the shifting population and volatile economy of the once thriving Cahaba area.